Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Thank you. And good afternoon. I hope that you are restarting your day in a positive way. And here on the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1590 KVTA, you are listening to the brighter side of the 805. I hope that you were able to catch my 6 to 7 show this morning. And we got a lot of great guests that we're going to talk to today, but I've got Anne Marie with me here. How are you doing?
Hello, Kim. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Can I just say that we haven't stopped eating since the 6 o'clock show?
I know, because there were so many. Was that that book and that guest amazing?
Right. Sally McKinney.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. All we've been doing all day is talking and eating.
I know. It's probably not the most, best thing. But anyways, we are going to talk about some more great events. And the big thing I want to do, well, Tom Spence, how are you doing?
Doing great over here, Kim.
Good. I want everybody to write down this phone number, 419-0008, 419-0008. That's 805. And all you have to do is get your name and your number in. And one of the team members from the Kim Pagano Show will get back with you, because we have so much to give away, and there's so many great venues going on this weekend and next weekend that I want you to be a part of it. So, Tom, what do we have?
We have an evening with Mark Twain, Agoura Hills Canyon Club. That's where they have the concerts and the plays. Originally, it was the Agoura Hills Canyon Dinner Theater, but they still do plays there, and this is a great one called An Evening with Mark Twain. We have that for you. That's May 29th. Ambrosia is tonight for you spontaneous people. I say go. They have song after song that you will recognize immediately. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, they have their baseball exhibit that's happening now. Even without a special exhibit, the Reagan Library is really incredible. And how about the Big Jamboree? That was part of the morning show today.
That's right.
Good conversation. Big Brothers Big Sisters is having a party, the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, I got lots of tickets to give away to that. Also, you never said anything about Casa Pacifica.
Oh, the big wine event.
Yeah,
in fact, the mother of all wine events.
Yeah, we've got Kristen going to be coming on talking about that. That's their 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Fest. And you are not going to want to miss that. Anne Marie, have you ever been to that?
You know, I have not.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
I'm just wondering, is the brew thing new?
Yes, the brew
is new. So that's
this
year, because brew's my thing.
Oh.
I love wine, but I love
my brews. God bless you.
Love my brews, especially my dark brews.
Yeah. Did we have some really good brew at the Wine Fest?
At the Jazz and Wine Festival.
Yeah.
And I want to say again, we saw Ambrosia last weekend.
Oh, my God.
Go to see Ambrosia.
Yeah, well, they got to win tickets. If they don't win tickets, just go to the Canyon Club and get your
tickets there.
But I'm telling you, get your name in right now. All you have to do is call 805-419-0008. It brought back so many memories.
So many memories. And really, we have so many amazing giveaways.
I know. And it's all these amazing events. Anyways, I'm so glad that you're here restarting your day. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 7 show. If you're up early and you want to start your day in a positive way, definitely tune in there. But right now, our show is going to be with Cynthia Marino Tuhi, and the author of Rain You're in Your Brain, From Impulsivity to Thoughtful Living in Recovery. And then we've got Kristen Palace coming on, and we're going to talk about Casa Pacifica. And then we are going to talk with Jennifer Madison, Head to Heart, Mindfulness Moments for Every Day. And I don't know about you, but I Tom, you're a big reader, right? You read everything, don't you?
I read some.
Oh, okay. I read some. Okay.
No, I
I like those ones that have like almost one day you read this, the next day you read,
right,
you
quick,
know.
Quick little things.
Yeah.
I tend to get
bored.
Yeah. I have to say that.
I read
which is why most of my reading these days is through magazines. You read an article and you're done.
Yeah.
Pick
or
it up again.
Online, you're
right.
Yeah.
Read it and you're done.
Yeah, I read history as much as possible because
it
really happened, and a lot of it is so colorful it might as well be fiction.
There you go.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
I love it. Well, let's bring on our first guest. Cynthia, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show, Kim.
Sure. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your book, your journey, and how we can
rein.
I keep wanting to do that. Isn't that crazy? Rein in your brain.
There's three ways to think of rein, isn't there? R-E-I-N, R-A-I-N, and R-E-I-G-N. So it can be confusing. That's what I thought.
I think it's
as
just
because
it's kind of like a poet, you know? So anyways, rein in your brain. So how did you come up with that name?
Well, actually, the work that I do as a therapist, a lot of the work I've done over the years is around addiction and also family trauma, because with addiction, there's 85% family trauma. And in my own family history, which is what kind of got me going on this whole looking at trauma and addiction, it's really high. So I come from a family of alcohol and drug addiction, and my mother left when I was 8 months old, and that kind of propelled me into a system of living in different homes, including family and foster and group homes.
But it sounds like, Cynthia, you were able to turn yourself around and help other people. And is that what we're going to find in your book?
That's what you're going to find in the book. Not only are you going to find some of my story and some of how trauma affects the brain, it's also going to talk about how you can change your brain. And these are scientific as well as proven techniques that therapists use and that we use in therapy for clients, not just with addictive disorders. And so it came to be that it was time to share it with everybody who wants to recover from something. And I think we're all recovering from something.
Yeah, right. Well, that's life, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's actually what I say, is that we're all recovering from life. There's so much misunderstanding and confusion and hurt that happens in life. It wouldn't it be great to have a happy and healthy life? And so this book really is teaching how to have happier relationships, teaches what the stages of relationships are, which I don't think most of us really recognize, and it teaches us how to actually change our neural pathways from our limbic system to our frontal cortex.
Cynthia, Anne-Marie here. In your book, you describe 10 proven techniques that aid in recovery. So when did you discover these, and how have they helped you as a specialist? Can you share a little bit of that with us?
Thank you, yes. So I began working with a therapist, Chuck DeVore, about 20 years ago, and began working with him with batterers and people with anger management issues. And so he was working on these 10 big ideas, and I started working with him on that and co-training. And we began to really grow these ideas into real concepts. We took these concepts along with the brain information on the limbic and the cortex to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. And they actually, they do 80-90% of the world's research on the brain and addiction. And they gave us a grant to actually explore this and research this more. And that's why we say it's proven, because not only have we used it literally in therapy for over 25 years, we have taken it to the next level and had it looked at through an expert panel through the National Institute on Drug Abuse.
And you've come up with 10 of those. Okay, so it is possible then to rewire the brain to discard the predisposed behaviors that we have?
Exactly. I mean, we can self-manage our brain. We can rewire it. We can grow new neural pathways. And we can change even our attitudes and the way we react to people. And that really gives us power. You know, one of the chapters is on power and control, and it really is to understand the paradox of control. The paradox of control is the more that I try to control you, really the less I'm able to control you or influence you. So it really teaches you how do you influence others to hopefully engage their frontal cortex in communicating with you and in making decisions that benefit both you and the other person.
This is really interesting, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1590 KVTA, and I know that you have lots of choices out there, and I'm so glad that you are here with us. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking right now with Cynthia Marino-Tuhi, and we are talking about RAIN in your brain. And we're talking about, you know, even if you've had destruction or past, you know, your past hasn't been perfect. Like, well, nobody's past is perfect. I mean, that's what life's all about. So you have 10 proven techniques. What are the first three?
Well, the first one is stand still in the moment, which really means how to slow down your limbic brain to move your neural pathways to your frontal cortex so that you can actually think through crisis or situations. The second one is do not assume intent, which many of us spend our lives thinking, oh, they must have meant this by what they said or by what they did, when in fact we then add to the misunderstanding by making that assumption. And the third one is dig deeper into conflict, because the belief is that for every conflict, there is a powerful feeling or a powerful reason why that conflict is happening. And if we understand the fabric of the other person and the fabric of that content, we may in fact come to a conclusion that's different, and we might have less conflict as a result of that.
You know, I love how you said that, the fabric of the other person. I mean, so many of us are like, oh, what? You know what they're going to say, the questions they're going to ask. You know, if they're, you know, a depressed person, if they're a highly motivated person. And sometimes, but if you know their fabric of who they are, then you could kind of know how to deal with it. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly it. And, you know, even people that are very close to us, we think that we know their fabric. The reality is none of us knows anybody that well. And when we make that assumption, they feel disrespected. And so cultural humility is that you have the humility within yourself to listen to someone else's fabric and to understand really what are they talking about in this instance, in this particular circumstance. And when I do that, I honor them and I help them to connect with me. And then our hormones and our feelings about each other can grow and become stronger in a very positive way.
And an important part of the whole recovery program is not only understanding the fabric of other people, but understanding the fabric of yourself.
Yes.
And so you talk about exercises that you do. One of them is called impulse control contract, and the other one is emotional chronogram exercise. So how do those in particular help? Can you explain a little bit about what each of those are?
Yes. So when I grew up the way that I grew up in over 40 homes, I didn't have a lot of memory about all the things that happened. I had body memory. I didn't have actual other memory about it.
Cynthia, do you think that, because, you know, that's interesting. I don't have a lot of memory of when I was younger. Is that something, do you have a lot of memory? You know, it's interesting, some things that you remember distinctly, but are things that you maybe had a hard time, do you put them out of your brain?
Yes. Your brain protects you. That's part of what it does, is it protects you from the things that you're not ready to kind of push through your brain or for you to realize. So it's protecting you. And at some point, your brain may release some of those things, and the trauma may be so high that it doesn't. And in my work, becoming a therapist, I also worked with therapists to work through a lot of my background.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I learned was not to push your brain too hard to remember things. If it's ready, it will release.
Because it is crazy when you remember the craziest things. Something will set it off and I'll be like, I remember that. But I can remember phone numbers like no tomorrow. So go figure that. Must be not emotional. I don't know. But anyways, well, Cynthia Marino-Tuhi, where do we find your book? Where do we find out more about you?
So the book is on Amazon.com. and it's also being sold through Hazelton Publishing. And Hazelton does the most amount of publishing around recovery, addiction recovery issues.
Okay.
You can also reach me through NADAC. It's the Association for Addiction Professionals. I am the executive director, and we actually train therapists how to do this work so that when people decide they want to dig deeper and do more work for themselves, they can go to a therapist that's trained and that really understands how to do this work, because it's very deep work and it's very
valuable. Definitely.
It's so it helps you to live your life so differently.
Well, I thank you, Cynthia, for being a guest on the Kim Pagano Show. And again, her book is Rain in Your Brain. We are going to take a really quick break, and I'd love to give away some tickets right now. In fact, let's give our phone number out, 805-419-0008, and that is for the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food and Brew tickets. And our next guest is Kristen Pallison. She's going to talk about it. I'm really excited about this event. It's probably one of my favorites, and it's coming up. You can win tickets here, and if not, Kristen will tell us where we can get them if you don't win them here. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Eat and drink, eat and drink. Most folks do it three times a day, some more, some less, just in order to live. Then there are those who like to eat and drink because you really want to live. And for you, there's the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival, Sunday, June 1st, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. Just try to taste all the food from over 80 restaurants, caterers, and bakeries, or sip from all 185 distinguished wines and tasty brews. Do some shopping at the silent auction, then relax and listen to live music and take in the incredible afternoon. Hosted by the Zarley and Van Heusen families and Union Bank, the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 1st, and benefits Casa Pacifica, providing hope and help. Wells Fargo presents a special VIP lounge for Livin' Large. Get your tickets now. Go to CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Anne Marie. How are you, Anne?
Hello, Kim.
Okay. And Tom.
And Tom.
Yep. And Tom Spence. And you are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805. And we've got some amazing venues that we are giving away tickets for. And Kristen, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. How's it going? Are you crazy busy?
Oh, we're crazy busy over here. We got the Wine, Food, and Brew Festival on Sunday, and then we have a Top Chef dinner that we've added this year on Friday. So we have two huge events coming up.
You know what? You guys do it the best. I'm telling you. I'm so excited, and my listeners are so excited. We've been getting tons and tons of calls, and so glad to be a part of this. So, one, if they don't win tickets here, let's just start off so everybody can get it. Where do they get their tickets for the event?
So go to the website. It's cpwineandfoodfestival.com. And then if anyone's interested in the Top Chef dinner, they can call at 366-4021.
Okay. So, I mean, actually, Anne Marie's never been to this before, but I was just telling her, Tom and I were saying, you know, we do a lot of different events, but this is definitely one of our favorite, and I know it's actually Ventura's favorite. So tell us a little bit about it. And you do such a great job. She works so hard on this, so I thank you for all your work that you guys do there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's all to benefit Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families. And it's held June 1st from 1 to 5 at Cal State University, Channel Islands, hosted again by Zarley's family and Van Heusen family, along with Union Bank. So we're super excited to have them back and have Union Bank as a supporter this year. But it's a really exciting day. We have hundreds of food vendors and wineries and breweries, and they all come out, and it's all inclusive of your ticket price, and then you get to enjoy entertainment throughout the day. We have Wes Clave Live is coming out and will be on the main stage along with Benesse and his band of gypsies. He's a fun group that people always come back for. And then we also have Sound Effect in our VIP lounge hosted by Wells Fargo. And we have some entertainment in the VIP entrance. So we have a lot going on in a silent auction.
Yeah. I know this year, as Kim said, I haven't been to it before, but I know this year you've added brews, which
yes.
I'm quite excited about.
You know, the craft brewery and the independent breweries are really getting a different level of popularity now, and we've served beers in the past, but we just wanted to give them that recognition this year and really kind of promote that side of the festival, which we haven't before. And we also added a beer competition that we actually already held and have a winner for that we're going to present at the festival. But yeah, we had some local breweries come and compete, and we had a panel of judges, certified Cicerones, that voted for their favorite brew. So that's something new and exciting that we've added.
Wow. And you know what's interesting? So you said you have over 100 vendors. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a full day, and I'm telling you, you are not going to want to miss this. This is, it seriously is one of my favorites, but I mean, you never go home hungry. You can eat, drink, and have the best day that you can ever imagine. What are some of the best wines and foods that you're going to have there and brews?
Well, the nice thing is we have wineries and restaurants from Ventura County, and then all the way up to Paso Robles. So we have wines coming from, you know, Highway 46 way up in Paso, and we have restaurants like Four Seasons, and we have some new places like Discovery Ventura, some local brewery. There's a new brewery in Camarillo called Institution.
Yep.
Institution Ale. I'm very familiar with them.
So am I. Great guys over there. Yeah, they started in their garage. I'm telling you. Yeah. Yeah, so.
All right, and you're going to also be auctioning off a lot of stuff during the live auction this year. Can you give us a little, some info on what you're going to be?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Some of the stuff I'm excited about is we have a 24-person suite at the Staples Center. That's a hot ticket.
Wow.
We also have a trip, a New Year's Christmas trip to Tahoe with the family, a ski trip by Heavenly Ski Resort, and we have some other really big to resorts. We have a trip to Mexico. That kind of stuff's always fun. And then we have some wine tours, and we have some packages with restaurants and wineries and Safe Ride that you'll be able to package together. But, yeah, we have a lot of good stuff this year, so we're excited.
This year.
To raise a lot of money.
Yeah, and, I mean, every year you top it, don't you?
Oh, that's our goal.
Yeah, I mean, now, how many volunteers, how many people does this take, and are you still looking for volunteers?
Yes, that's a great question. We are looking for volunteers. It always takes hundreds of people to help. We have adult volunteers and student volunteers. And so we give credit student volunteer hours to high schoolers that are interested. And if they want to come and work for the day, they can sign up online as well at cpwineandfoodfestival.com.
All right. And for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1590 KVTA. I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show. We have lots of stuff there, different whole different interviews and different giveaways, and that's here on the same station from 6 to 7 every Saturday. And again, we're talking with Christine Palace right now. We're talking about the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew tickets. You're making it longer and longer and longer, right?
I know.
But I'm telling you, we've got tickets to give away. We've been posting it on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Share us. Share all these great things that we have going on. It's a win-win. It only goes to help great causes. And where do all the proceeds go for this event?
The entire event is to benefit Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families. And this is this event brings in a huge portion of our budget to keep the doors open each year for the kids that we serve.
Right. And so, can you just tell everybody a little bit about Casa Pacifica if, you know, any of our listeners are just tuning in and they don't know about it? It's right here in Camarillo.
Yeah, we serve Ventura and Santa Barbara County. We're a crisis care and residential treatment facility for abused, neglected, and at-risk children. We offer campus-based and community-based programs throughout Ventura and Santa Barbara County. So we're also Ventura County's largest children's mental health service provider. So there's a big need in the community, and this event is a huge support for this cause.
Right. And now, can outsiders, I mean, how does, if somebody out there that's listening and needs your services, how would they go about getting that?
Usually the kids that are here are referred to us through Ventura County Mental Health and different county services like that. So there's a number of different ways depending on the programs. But for more information about Casa Pacifica, you can go to CasaPacifica.org and find out. There's a lot of different ways to volunteer and get involved and donate. So that's a great resource for anyone that's interested in finding out more about Casa Pacifica.
Okay, Kristen, and for our listeners who don't win tickets, how much are they for this event?
They're $125 until they're sold out, and we're probably going to sell out soon.
You're getting close.
Get them now.
Okay,
definitely, yeah. Definitely. Let's give out that website again.
It's cpwineandfoodfestival.com.
Okay, great. And do we still have our mascot?
We do. We still have Archie.
Archie,
and we have
okay.
Little puppies too.
Oh, he has. Okay, so puppies too. I love it. You know, I mean, that's we donate all of our kids' and you know, grown out, gently worn clothes out there, and I just think it's right here. These are kids that you know. Some of the stories that it could be your neighbor. You just don't know, and it just this is such a win-win. Event and goes for a great cause. So many people get together to help and bring this whole thing together. So again, I thank you for doing this. I'm so glad to be a part of this. This is my fourth year, and I hope to be a part of it every year because it really is. It's not only fun, but you know that it's going to an amazing cause. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great day. We're appreciative of your support.
Well,
and one other thing I was going to say about social media, if anyone's interested and they want to follow us and find out more information about our entertainment and fun stuff, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, and our handle is CP Wine Food Brew. So during the event, we're going to do a live Twitter feed, and people will be able to post and see their posts live on the big screen. So that's something
very
new and
cool.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Also.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it just keeps getting better and better. Kristen Palace, again, 21st Annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew. And give the website one more time.
cpwineandfoodfestival.com.
There you go. Kristen, always a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for letting us be a part of this.
Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. We are going to open up our phone lines right now to give away some more tickets and get names. So all you have to do is call 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Our next guest is going to be Jennifer Madsen, and her book is Head to Heart. What, you know, inspiring sayings that are going to inspire us. Find out more about it. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Steal me. Eat and drink, eat and drink. Most folks do it three times a day, some more, some less, just in order to live. Then there are those who like to eat and drink because you really want to live. And for you, there's the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival, Sunday, June 1st, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. Just try to taste all the food from over 80 restaurants, caterers, and bakeries, or sip from all 185 distinguished wines and tasty brews. Do some shopping at the silent auction, then relax and listen to live music and take in the incredible afternoon. Hosted by the Zarley and Van Heusen families and Union Bank, the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 1st, and benefits Casa Pacifica, providing hope and help. Wells Fargo presents a special VIP lounge for Livin' Large. Get your tickets now. Go to CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tom Spence, Anne Marie, and myself. I'm Kim. And gosh, you know, again, Tom, let's kind of go through our little list of things that are big list of things that we have that we're giving away.
Have some great prizes here, and we start off with the Canyon Dinner Theater. Mark Twain. It's the one-man show made famous over the years. It is going to be at the Canyon Dinner Theater with an evening with Mark Twain. Also, we have Ambrosia, which is tonight. You got to be spontaneous, but great music, highly recommended. Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, another huge hit with listeners. Always a great place to go right now during as we go into the summer season. It's all about baseball at the Reagan Library. And we have the Big Jamboree for the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and that's at the Borderline, which
that's
is
right.
Very popular, right off the 101 in TO at Moore Park Road.
Right, and that's over on June 6th. And then, of course, we just were giving away tickets for Casa Pacifica on June 1st. And that... Tons of great things to do. Also, I've got some Good Morning Cafe gift certificates and Noah's Bakery and then Urban Cafe. So with that, all you have to do is get your name in. And even if you've called before, just call again and get your name in with your phone number, and somebody will get back with you, and you're entered to win some of these great prizes. So remember, 30 days, but at least your name's back in there. Again, our next guest is Jennifer Madsen and her book, Head to Heart. Jennifer, are you there?
I am. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your book, your journey, Head to Heart. How did you come up with that name, and what are we going to find?
Okay. Well, thank you again for having me, Kim. I really appreciate it. Head to Heart was came about as kind of a culmination of several things that have happened for me as a writer. I've actually been working in the personal and professional development field for many, many years, and concurrent to that has been my work personally in recovery from addiction for over 28 years now. And I wrote my first book of meditations for the recovery community back in 2010, and really received, it's a collection of meditations for people in recovery kind of living life on life's terms, and I received such amazing feedback, not only from the recovery community, but also from people who aren't in recovery, who really felt they were benefiting from the things that I shared in that book. So I felt compelled at that point to write a next book of meditations, or mindfulness moments, as we call them, for this general audience from this day-to-day take on life perspective.
So, Jennifer, are these your writings, or have you been collecting them from other people?
No, these are mine, and they are certainly influenced by a lot of people in my life. You know, I've received a lot of teachings and a lot of support and coaching over the years, starting with my journey in recovery in 1985. And the suggestions I would get from people who had gone before me on that path, on my Tibetan Buddhist meditation path, certainly within the coaching and development world, but they are my writings as far as my interpretation of those lessons.
Jennifer, Anne Marie here. Is meditation for everyone? I know it comes in a lot of different forms. In your book, are we supposed to look at one of the passages and then we sort of read it and meditate about that?
Are they more like affirmations?
great questions, both of them, actually. You know, I see meditation as that process of sitting quietly enough to observe your thoughts or emotions, and emotions, really, without chasing them or engaging them or getting committed to a particular perspective. Now, really formal meditation, which I'm not really that qualified to teach per se, is, you know, there are volumes on that subject. I think I take it down to a more simplified process of take a moment, take a few moments to breathe, to settle down, to see what comes up for you and see what that does for you and whether or not your perspective and what you're doing with the information is really helpful. First of all, to you, you know, if you're going to go running after some hope or running away from some fear, where are you hoping to get? And so it's more than affirmations as well. I think I provide in the book an opportunity for people to see bits of their daily life that they're happening anyway and to be more mindful, more involved in the experience.
Hmm. You talk a lot about cultivating one's talents as for the sake of helping others. So what would you say to the person who just can't seem to put their finger on what their specific talents are, much less how they're useful?
Well, I'd first say that talents, quote unquote, don't have to be the things that somebody might typically think of, as in like things that you might monetize, like writing or speaking or teaching or coaching,
drawing,
that
or,
sort of thing.
Right. Okay.
Sure, and those are definitely talents as well. In addition, I think, and as importantly, your talent might be your warmth, your empathy. You may have a great way of being with people that helps them in difficult times or supports them in great times. And whatever those gifts are that help relieve someone else's suffering or support their greatness, those are the traits to develop. What I find is interesting is how challenging it is for people to claim those gifts.
Right. We don't. We
right.
absolutely don't.
We overlook them.
I have them.
Yeah.
Right? You can't.
Right. Well, yeah.
We just don't recognize them, those traits in ourselves. Sometimes it takes another person to point them out to us. But we don't take credit for them, I think, a lot of times.
I think you're absolutely right, and you bring up a really great point as to how to discover. One way to discover those talents is to go to a really close friend and say, what do you recognize in me that's helpful?
Yeah, and you know, and that's interesting, and we've talked about that on my show before, is the gifts that we think, you know, like you were saying, our talents and all that. I'm talking about the gifts that, you know, you walk into a place and you can make a party. Not everybody can do that, you know, or you can decorate, you know, not everybody can do that. The gift of gab, you know, walk in and make everybody feel comfortable and, you know, and it's like the party just began because you got there. Those are those hidden gifts inside, you know, each and every one of us. That's what we need to cultivate, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely agree. And I love the example that you're using, because there is great benefit. You know, those people that can create that environment where people feel embraced and included and, you know, stimulated to conversation and all of that, that's a tremendous talent.
Right, right.
As an example.
And I think because we live with those talents, as you call them, we don't recognize them. And it's hard for us to recognize those things within ourselves. And we just take them for granted. And we think that everybody else should have those same qualities. I think, a lot of times.
And that's another thing, you know, I'm going to just hit on that too, is when you have, like, say, dinner parties and you wonder why maybe you don't get reciprocated because they don't feel as comfortable.
Right. They don't want to have you come to their house because
because
they're not going to be able to do what you do for your guests.
And they feel
intimidated.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Jennifer Madsen. We're talking about her book, Head to Heart. I'm looking in your book here, and one of them was Be True to Yourself. Tell us a little bit about how you come about with your sayings.
Well, how I come about with the saying itself, or what I mean by that, because being true to yourself, of course, is kind of a universal concept. We see it a lot. We hear it a lot. To thine own self be true is the more formal version of it. And what that means for me is that I, again, have to take enough time. We get so caught up in what we're chasing or what we're avoiding or what we think we need to have, and I say we because I'm as susceptible as the next person to those kinds of things in life and the things we get pushed and pulled around by. And so before you know it, a person can find that they don't really know what they want or what makes them happy or what they're about and what their talents might be, for instance. And so being true to yourself, I absolutely know, means for me to take a step back and say, if I say yes to this, or if I say no to this, am I being true to the part of myself that in saying yes or no means that I can be more useful on the other side?
Wow.
Or am I saying yes because I just want to feel good?
How refreshing.
Right. Jennifer, so tell me, what is the single greatest piece of advice that anyone has given to you? And did that advice contribute to your recovery?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. My third sponsor in recovery who came into my life about my fourth year in recovery, because when I first got clean and sober, and my eyes cleared up and I stopped getting sick everywhere, I started very much, making it about me. Oh, I'm all happy and clean and sober now, and I'm going to go get everything that I want for me. And it was very ego-driven. And one of the things that was contrary to that is that I still had all of these crazy, shameful, dark thoughts because I had not conditioned my mind to think otherwise. And so I was making still some horrific choices. I just wasn't drunk anymore. And she said to me, you're not responsible for what pops into your head. You're responsible for what you do with it, which was probably the singularly most freeing piece of or distinction I could have been given, because I was so caught up in, oh, I had a bad thought. Oh, I had a bad urge. Oh, I had a bad. Well, you know what? It just came into your mind. It doesn't mean you have to run with it.
Right. So it's really about your reaction to that thought. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And getting even further away from reacting at all and saying, oh, that's interesting. Getting curious. Mm-hmm. Wonder where that came from.
Just letting it go.
Respond to it if you need to, if it's helpful, or let it go if it's not.
Right. I'm looking at one right above, be true to yourself, a champion for others. I think that's where so many of us fall into that category where we're just pleasers. And is that what you meant by that?
When I say champion, I mean really making a conscious effort to support other people in their usefulness. So just even if that means acknowledging how great they are at something, I want to tell the two of you, for instance, that I already can tell what a great collaboration you have and how comfortable it makes me to be a part of that.
Well, thank you.
I want to champion that for you. I want to be able to spread that word for you.
Okay.
And that to me is different than I'm going to say whatever it is I think you want to hear so you'll like me.
Got it. That's okay. I like that.
So tell us. So then how does one start a mindfulness practice? Give us your thoughts on that.
I think that starts with challenging your perspective and your thoughts, and not in an aggressive way, Kim, but in a really gentle, curious way by asking yourself, you know, is this situation or this thought or this action the best? Will it be most beneficial to others? And if so, if that thought, that speech, that behavior is beneficial, go forth and be helpful. But if it's not, I think there's a commitment to being willing to change your mind and your heart for greater service. As I said a moment ago, my life completely changed when I committed to mindfulness for the sake of service. I'm not perfect at it. Some days are better than others. Some days I only want what's good for me.
Well, and
I'm mindful of that too.
Right. And I think no matter what kind of change we want to incorporate in our life, we have to be mindful and we have to commit to it, no matter what it is, whether it's exercising, losing weight, recovering from an addiction, whatever it is.
And it is a practice. I want to make that very clear too. It is progress, not perfection. It's a practice.
Right.
Some days are better than others.
Right, and don't let little setbacks stall your progress.
Not at all. They're very important to that process.
Right.
And I think, you know, another thing that I have always tried, you know, there's days that you just wake up and you're feeling really good, and then all of a sudden you go out and, I don't know, you have a flat tire or you have some kind of – life happens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How do you turn your life around? How do you turn your day around? How do you start all over, not let it go, oh, great, I'm crawling back into bed and I'm – you know, because it's a wasted day if you do that. It's like, you know, I just heard of somebody saying instead of depress, press through it. Get, you know, just keep pressing through your day. And, you know, I've always learned, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. Because guess what? Every day that you don't take as a gift is another day that you lost.
I agree. And I know that life is life. Life doesn't know that it's Thursday and I've got big plans.
Yeah.
And so I know that I have as many challenges in my life as the next person does. And what my job is, last year, for instance, was really, really difficult for me in circumstantially. I mean, divorced and my dog died and my in-laws died and I moved twice and it was huge.
Yeah.
At the same time, I had amazing highs and in my writing and my work and all of that sort of thing. And I knew that my job in all of that was to ride the middle and to not get too carried away by any of it, by
right.
any of the highs, by any of the lows. Look at what it is. And as you say, enjoy what the day can bring. And if I do need to reset, honestly, I might need to go take a nap for 20 minutes to reset.
Right.
You don't have to just toss the whole day over life.
Correct. In fact, you know, I want everybody that's listening right now, Jennifer, Anne-Marie, Tom, you know, how many times do we set out to do something and it doesn't really turn out the way it is? Do you look at life as a failure or do you look at life as, what did I learn from this?
Everything should be a learning experience,
it really
right?
should, yeah. And I mean, and so, you know, there's times that we forget that, but it's
sometimes they're pretty painful learning experiences, but
mm-hmm.
I think if you look at everything as a learning experience, your lows will be far less low.
Oh, great. That's perfect.
I couldn't agree more. Everything has that potential to teach us something if we're open to that.
That's
it's
right.
People and
that's
that I've worked with and been in community with who are so grasping so hard to their perspectives and their ideals, and that it has to be a certain way, that are disappointed, depressed, anxious, fearful most of the time. The ones that are curious and open and willing to see other sides of things are typically the ones that are happier and find joy. I mean, real joy.
Right. And I think really the big key is being open.
And I'm going to put one more thing on the table there. Another thing is hanging out with people that support you and lift you, not put you down.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Being very careful about the people that you surround yourself with. And that you, because I've certainly been in that place in my life where I was a people pleaser, where I would say and do and believe and follow whatever would make you like me. And in my addiction, whatever would make you enable me.
Right.
And coming away from that and really discovering who I am and what I'm about, what I'm capable of, and in terms of being helpful, I have to be careful about that too, you know, in terms of who I'm around and the negativity that certainly abounds in this world.
And do you think that trait of trying to please others is a common trait among those that are addicted to one thing or another?
Yes, absolutely. I think that addiction in itself, in its purest form, is, you know, that the alcohol, the drugs, the food, sex, money, cigarettes, whatever, is the tip of the iceberg. I think what's under that is an unfulfilled need, emotionally, spiritually, that we look to find someone else to fill. And once we figure out that it is ours and our higher spirit's job to fill that and define that and to cultivate that, then we're free.
Wow.
There are plenty of people who don't like what I do.
Yeah, but,
that is their prerogative.
Yeah, you're always going to find that. I mean, in every single day. And in fact, I heard somebody that says, you don't have to worry about the people that don't like you. You have to just make sure you like yourself.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what it's all about. So, wow, where do we find your book and where do we find more about you? And good job, finding your journey.
Thank you so much. Head to Heart can be found at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And my website is JenniferMadsen.com. It's Jennifer with one N and Madsen with an O. .com, and the books are listed there too with the links to where you can purchase them online. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your support in this journey as well.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Perfect. Well, I look forward to passing the word on about your efforts and your work in the world.
Well, thank you so much. All right. Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're almost at the end of our show, and some really great guests. And of course, it's all about the journey. It's about, you know, the brighter side of our life, the brighter side here. We are in the 805. And I do want to remind you, become one of our friends on Facebook if you are on Facebook. If not, I've gotten several emails from people. You can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow. Anne Marie and I have been kind of going around and doing meet and greets and getting to know the listeners out there in the 805. I do want to say a shout out to Phantom Screens. They're one of our new sponsors, and they're going to be joining us. And also, you know, if you want to get your name out there in your business, give us a call here. Or if you want to get your name to win a prize, give us a call. If you want to share our show with somebody, please, that's how we're growing. That's how we're becoming the favorites of the Ventura County. And I thank you for listening today. I do want to tell everybody again, if you missed any part of our show, you can always go on KimPaganoShow.com. All of our shows are downloaded there and also on iTunes. And again, you know, look us up, share us, and anything else, Anne-Marie, that I forgot?
No, I'm just thinking about we had all those sweet treats today, and tomorrow I have a half marathon.
Oh.
What was I thinking?
There you go. Well, you'll be running it off. There you go. I love it. Well, good luck with that.
Thank
you. I'm going to get out there one of these times with
really?
You.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, I'm going to end our show with a moment of happiness. The happiest people don't have the best of everything. They just make the best of everything. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great rest of your weekend. And remember, we are the brighter side of the 805.
Eat and drink, eat and drink. Most folks do it three times a day, some more, some less, just in order to live. Then there are those who like to eat and drink because you really want to live. And for you, there's the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival, Sunday, June 1st, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. Just try to taste all the food from over 80 restaurants, caterers, and bakeries, or sip from all 185 distinguished wines and tasty brews. Do some shopping at the silent auction, then relax and listen to live music and take in the incredible afternoon. Hosted by the Zarley and Van Heusen families and Union Bank, the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 1st, and benefits Casa Pacifica, providing hope and help. Wells Fargo presents a special VIP lounge for Livin' Large. Get your tickets now. Go to CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.